ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We got 8 minutes left to play. Mountain Home will have the ball to start this final period as they lead Hermitage 60-34. Looks like the Lady Bombers are well on their way to playing Watson Chapel tomorrow night at 8:30. Watson Chapel defeated Wonderview in an earlier girls game 45-44, and Hermitage will most likely play Wonderview tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Here's Leah Jackson taking the inbound pass from Abby Martin. Gives it right back to Abby Martin. Over to Hudson on the right side. Now she'll throw it up to Jackson near the top. Jackson dribbles to the right wing. Gives it right there to Hudson. Up top it goes to Abby Martin. Abby Martin will drill to the right left elbow. Finds Payne on the wing. Now Payne drills towards the lane. Loses her footing but keeps her dribble. Throws it out. And now a turnover is going to be committed by Mount Home as Marshall comes up with the steal, goes back to the other way for the layup, can't get it to go, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line. Abby Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Bombers. So with 7:34 left to play in this game, Christian Marshall will head back to the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 5 with 4 points. First free throw is up, no good. One more coming up, free throw coming up for Christian Marshall. Real quickly, it's the other final scores from earlier today. Norfolk defeated Farmington 61-50 on the girls' side, and Paragould was a 50-45 winner over Highland. Marshall missed both free throws. Mount Home comes with a rebound. Jackson quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to Hollingsworth, and back come the Lady Hermits. Here is Rainey into the front, throwing into the front court to Marshall. Finds Wilkerson into the lane for the layup. Good. Cindy Wilkerson with 9 points on the night, 60-36. Back come the Lady Bombers. Mariah Hudson going into the lane for the reverse layup off the glass and in. Mariah Hudson with her first 2 points of the night. 62-36, Lady Bombers on top with less than 7 minutes left to play. Here is Rainey into the front court for the Lady Hermits. Dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup, and she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Gracie Uchman, who checked in between quarters, was there to draw the charge. Good defensive play by her. That is the 19th turnover against Hermitage, and that is Rainey's third personal foul, team foul number 2 against Mountain Owen. Looks like Rainey's going to have to come out of the game. She's bleeding a little bit, so Leah McIntyre is quickly going to have to bring in a sub for her, and she's going to have to bring in Paris Gilbert. 6:45 let's play as play stops. Now we're back underway as Abby Martin inbounds it from the far sideline to Emily Payne. Payne into the front court, dribbles to the right side of the lane, going into the lane, full layup, good! Emily Payne with 7 points. 64-36. Mountain Home is 2 points away from invoking the mercy rule. And if that's the case, so the only way the clock would stop is if someone calls a timeout. Here's Marshall going into lane. Now kicks out to Hollingsworth in the right corner. Her three-pointer no good. Payne gets the rebound. She's back quickly back the other way. Going up for the layup off the glass. No good. And ball is tipped around. Controlled by Abby Martin. Now it gives it to Uchman. Back out to Payne in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And the mercy rule is now in effect. The clock will not stop unless someone calls a timeout. Emily Payne with 10 points now. 67-36. Mountain Home up by 31. And the pass from Marshall to, I'm not sure who she was throwing it to, but it was, no one was near the vicinity. It'll be a turnover against the Lady Hermits, 20th turnover of the night. Mount Hermitage brought in a few subs. Looks like Adriana Avery came in. So did Jessica Aranda. And let's see if I can catch the other one in just a little bit. I believe the other one was Aaron Lassiter. Here's Payne in the front court, throws up top to Abby Martin. Martin will drill to the right wing, now throws it up top to Jackson. Thought about three, now she's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. And the clock will continue to run as she shoots these free throws. Christian Marshall picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number 3 against Hermitage here in the second half. So we're about to read. 5 minute mark as Leah Jackson shoots these two free throws. First shot is up and in. Leah Jackson now 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 6 points and one more shot coming. Second shot for Jackson, she gets both. She now has 7 points, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. 69-36, Mountain Home on top. This is the clock continues to run, 4:40 left to play. Here is Avery into the front court for the Lady Hermits. Throws over on the left side now to Aranda. Aranda going into the lane now. Kicks it to Hollingsworth there in the paint for the jumper. No good. She gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it off the glass and in. Cassidy Hollingsworth with 14 points. 69-38, Mountain Home on top. 4:15 left to play. Here is Payne into the front court. Throws it to Hudson on the right side. Thought about three now. She dribbles down into lane. Going up for the reverse layup. No good, but draws contact. And now she'll head to the free throw line as the clock continues to run. That foul is on Cassidy Hollingsworth, her second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Hermitage. So Mariah Hudson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot for Hudson is up, no good. One more free throw coming for Hudson. Hudson's second shot is up, misses both. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Christian Marshall, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. It's a 31-point Lady Bomber lead. Payne looks to inbound the ball on the baseline, and what she will do is just throw it off the foot of Christian Marshall as it goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will inbound it once again. Payne will trigger the inbound pass. Gets it into Hudson on the right side. Finds Payne in the corner. Up top now to Abby Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Abby Martin with 5 points on the night. 72-38, Lady Bombers on top. 3 minutes left to play. Here is Marshall into the front court for Hermitage. Takes the screen, dribbles into the lane. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home, and a late foul is going to be called on Hermitage. Are they going to call that on Mountain Home? Nope, they're going to call it on Andreana Avery. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number 5 against Hermitage. And the ball, inbound pass was knocked away, and it actually hits a little part of my Comrex equipment, but I don't think anything's broken. I think we're still on the air. Mountain Home inbounds into the near sideline, and Hermitage again knocks away the inbound pass. It goes out of bounds. And this time, I guess, no, they are going to call it out of bounds. 2:03 left to play in the game as Mountain Home leads by 34. Here. All right, and so the inbound pass goes to Hudson. Back to Abby Martin. Now Hudson has it once again. Hudson going into the lane for the layup, and it goes in. Mariah Hudson now with 4 points. 74-38, Mountain Home on top with 1:36 left to play. Hollingsworth into the front court. And now an illegal screen is going to be called on Hermitage. That is going to be on Jessica Arnada, her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Hermitage. And that is the 26th turnover against the Lady Hermits. Ryan Hudson will inbound it on the near sideline, gets into Jackson in the front court. Jackson finds Abby Martin in the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Looked good for a moment, but just bounced out. Hollingsworth gets a rebound, and back come the Lady Hermits with 1:15 left. Hollingsworth going to the left side of the paint, and she's going to draw contact and head to the free throw line, I believe. Yep, 1-1 coming up for Hermitage with 1 minute left to play. Leah Jackson picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So it's a 1-1 for Cassidy Hollingsworth. She misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Hudson quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Kim O'Dell, who checked in a little bit ago. She gets out to Avery, who's going back the other way for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Payne could not control the rebound, but Hudson is there. But she has the ball knocked away from her. And now Hermitage is going to set back up. Here's Hollingsworth for a three-pointer. Good. Cassidy Hollingsworth with 19 points. 20 seconds left. Here's Oachman back the other way, going in for the layup. No good. Tries to chase down her own rebound and does. Goes and has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds with 9 seconds left, and it'll be Mountain Home inbounding it. I don't know if they'll even try to get one last shot off. 4 seconds. They don't even have to inbound it now. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. And so with the 33-point victory, Mountain Home will move on to the winner side of the bracket to play Watson Chapel tomorrow night at 8:30. And as for Hermitage, they will go to the Constellation side of the bracket and play Wonderview tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. So our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Hermitage 74-41. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.